the little farmers got what trees planted that they had ground to put in.
Yeah.
Well, a bus come over, and one of my friends, he was elected school board member, and they had invited him to the meeting. He hadn't took office yet, but one of the boys that was supposed to drive, he just up and resigned. And he hadn't drove the first day yet. He just got the bus, but he decided he couldn't take it. And he resigned on a Tuesday night, and school was going to start next Monday. Mm-hmm. So when he left there, he just went on and called me and said, go put your application in. I went and put my application in, and then I backed up and I asked the good Lord that if it was all right for me to have it, for him to give it to him. If he didn't, let him give it to somebody else. And they gave it to me, and Thursday I found out that that I got the bus. So I had to get out and get a bus and get ready to go to school Monday morning.
You had to provide your own bus?
Oh yeah, here everybody does. And anyhow, I got the bus and went to school Monday, and I drove it 12 years.
Yeah.
And I resigned off of it last February, a year ago. The 26th of February, that was my birthday, and I was 65 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I could drove the rest of that year till May, through May, till that school was out. But then I couldn't drive no longer.
Yeah.
And if I was retired in February, well, I could draw some Social Security for that year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did, and then the school board just kept coming up with a check for this, check for that, until they run me up to where this year in April, they cut off my Social Security, and I got my first check here today in August, and the one I got today that balanced it, what I'd made too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, I owed them about $800. That they had to use up in what they were paying me. So I got one today for $46. And next month it'll be back what it ought to.
Yeah.
So last year I could make $25.40 and still draw my Social Security. But I went over that, over the top. Now your Social Security don't count. And so this year, they're not going to get my money this year. But I'm going to work till I work out what I can, and then squirrels will be getting right by that time, and I'm going to get some squirrels.
Oh, Mr. That's interesting. You've done a lot of stuff. So your father was a farmer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was. What about your folks on his side? Your parents, your grandparents on his side? Did they come here?
Yeah. His dad and Uncle Larry came from Alabama.
Okay.
Here. And they settled down here on Hickory Branch.
Okay.
And then when Dad was 13 years old, my grandpa moved from down there up a mile and a half right over here and settled and stayed there till he died. And my niece lives on the old place over there now.
Your dad lived up there? How many kids were there?
Oh, no.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I only have one brother and three sisters.
I see.
But in that Cooley line, now, Grandpa Cooley, he must have had 10 or 12 anyhow. And
your grandpa?
Yeah. And then all them boys were just about the same thing. And one of the boys, Uncle Allen down there, I believe he had